Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This is where I keep things alive from where I began. You know who I am as Lady Flavor at Flavor Coffee House, Seattle, Washington. On the radio show, though, I bring you a variety of talents, underground, independent talents from right here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am located, to across the United States and around the globe. On the Coffee House, I do open up the phone lines. If anybody has something they'd like to share or you have something that you would like to promote, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, sit back with your favorite beverage and in your comfy chair and just relax as I bring you the talents from the independent artists from across the world. I'm going to start out tonight with a piece by an artist out of Paris, and he goes by the name of Trice, and this is called Hope.
Over me, I know you watch over me. I hope.
right, I started out today's Flavor Coffee House with a piece by an artist that goes by the name of Trice out of Paris, France, and his piece was called Hope. I've got some new artists that I'm hoping to get to today, and so this next artist is one of them, and that's Rachel Brown, and I'm going to play her piece, Learn to Love Me. Message in that particular piece, and a beautiful piece at that. That was Rachel Brown with her piece, Learn to Love Me, and Rachel is out of Florida. Now I want to play a piece by another artist that is new to Flavor Coffee House and Flavor News Radio, and this is Colette with her piece, Ready for Love.
I am ready for love.
For Love by Colette, and Colette is out of New York. Now I'm going to play two artists. They are both with the same management team, which is PH Balance Music, and I'm first going to play Cully Williams, and this is her piece, Passing Day.
Lift your head up high.
right. That was Kali Williams with her piece, Passing Day. Now I want to play another artist that is also out of the management team, known as PH Balance Music. And this is Abdul Hall, and I'm going to play his piece, Be Okay.
Hello? Hey, what's up with it? Yo, can you do me a favor? But I... It's like that, though? Do I understand? Yeah, I understand. Maybe more than you know.
I have a song just for you.
I've always been a good man. I try to stick to my word. I was always there for you. Tell me, wasn't I there for you? Now you're singing a different song. Circumstances came along. Oh, it's funny how the tables turn. I fell on hard times. That's when I learned that.
I'm gonna be alright.
What I did for you, you wouldn't do for me.
I'm gonna be okay.
It's just a shame to learn it had to be this way.
I'm gonna be alright.
They crowd around you when you got it going on.
I'm gonna be okay.
Tell me where's the crowd when you're all alone. They say nothing in life is free.
Not
a friend is there unconditionally. I guess I was just a little naive, cause I never thought that you would do it to me. Oh, I went out of my way for you.
Yeah, I did.
And whatever was mine was yours.
It really was.
Now whatever is yours is yours.
Yeah, you heard me right.
Now whatever is yours is yours.
I'm gonna be alright.
What I did for you, you wouldn't do for me.
I'm gonna be okay.
It's just a shame to learn it had to be this way.
I'm gonna be alright.
They crowd around you when you got it going on.
I'm gonna be okay.
But tell me, where's the crowd when you're all alone? It's time, say how I
tell
feel.
You, how
you only wanted me for what I could do. Why you can't be there for me? Oh, yeah.
Yo, see, everybody knows it'll be okay, right?
Yeah.
And they want to justify it. Feel me?
I know you feeling my boy.
Hey, go ahead and tell the world how you feel about your be okay.
Every soldier got a story to tell. I'm gonna be alright, so don't worry. Trust is just in line when you're dealing with the worthy. Trust is what you admitted, now you hurt me. Curse me, baby mama drama got my mind in a scurry. Family desert me, phones feeling they can work me. Struggle don't occur, to pop a slug even worth me. Frenemies in my eyes, you can be that way. I wash my hands with y'all, and I'm gonna be okay.
I'm gonna be okay.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
That was Be Okay by Abdul Hall. Both he and Kali Williams are with PH Balance Music. Now I'm going to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest. And I want to play a piece by two groups that are going to be performing tonight at the Tractor Tavern. This is for the Stax Brothers album release party for their new CD, which is called Jungle Cat. And my favorite group that I work with out of Seattle, Washington, is also going to be performing there, and that is Black Stax. But I'm going to start out with a piece by the Stax Brothers, and I'm going to play Name Dropper.
We are the Blackstone. Thank you.
show. Yeah, we go way back. We grew up with the hustle school. Find me in the Vegas life, chilling in the musical. Hanging with the stars, Halle Berry, yeah, she's beautiful. Top notch models, they be dazzling the cuticle. Yeah, they be dazzling the Gucci too. Yeah, I see a booty cat on top of day. Got it, sex, baby, was directed by this Cameron. I'm smoking with the best of them, rocking with the best of them. Can't you see me backstage, tuning the guitar with them? Ribbon in the sky, Stevie Wonder, yeah, I wrote that shit. I wrote it on the mothership, we didn't see why we smoking weed is bad, bro. That's what Bono said to me. So I kick the happy, now I'm doing that with Agassi.
Main drama, what it is, what it is.
Right, that was Stax Brothers with their piece Name Dropper. Now I'm going to play a piece by Black Stax, who's going to be performing on the bill with Stax Brothers tonight, and I'm going to play their piece They Want Me.
Hustling, movement, contribution, revolution like change. We'll flick your 8 millis in life, that's really still a crooked angel. Come slanted like an angle. Too many points to be boxed, detoxing vocab like psalms. See the future like reading palms. So make bets, the math don't get subtracted. Strategies and fallacies, the actions make it bad. With small packs like new crops, chopped and screwed, do what you wanna do. Mind state like clap wax, fact poems like new art on the arm. Exchange stacks, the largest stack, the alarm pull like death in a song. Here, baby, see hazy, but the scrimmage can handle. Channel has the remote, he snows like the skin of black folks. So stay honest like one of the Muhammad.
They want me, yeah, they want me.
Want me.
Transit, talk a mill, spark it like Neil, and talk wiser. Penalty yell like elephants. My pride, my residence, the game lopsided. Now my pride is my fence. I'm up like nicotine, coffee beans, sweet, sweet, you oolong, same song. My car may stop and stay. I may cock a play, should, I might do the piercing. Got timing like house keys, you'll discover later. We the invaders, speakers that's neighbors. Then I got the audible for D.O.D. Y'all just J.O.E. Should get accomplished. Got place with warfish, invited peasants to precinct. Thought to lift my commune. This a beat pro made. I got gab on you, wiping the tag off. Y'all image stigmas, y'all just stigmas. Why not keep, y'all should keep the label. Niggas they may sell, y'all just tell like holidays.
They want me.
I won't Christian him, I'll just smug him. Y'all ain't hardcore, y'all like muffins. If uses a murder where the gloves stand. Silas keep an armory on his tongue. Lit like rifle to the deep time. What's the stanza? Let loose like a panther.
Got clean and carved meat and true to the heat. Sounds of traffic, yes, walking down the street. Hip hop, headphone beats, and print material. It's the imperial, South End dweller, tied to the links, fresh ink. It's the soul of Coltrane, express strain and pain. Game that you must complain. Shit, mine's like classic material. One line that thins out the rhyme, enough green to stay lean. I mean, signature like stacks, where we at?
That was Black Stacks with their piece, They Want Me. I got to tell you a little story. You know, this particular group and the group that I played before, Stacks Brothers, are performing tonight for the Stacks Brothers album release party. Their CD is called Jungle Cat, and it's taking place in Ballard of North Seattle, Northwest Seattle, at the Tractor Tavern. I hear this place is pretty big, and they're expecting a great crowd. Unfortunately, I have to work this weekend, so I'm not going to be able to attend. But I was able to go to a really, really special affair this past Tuesday at the Fair Gallery Cafe, and I had never been there before. You know, the people have been trying to get me there for a couple of years and have just never had the opportunity to go. I will have to say it's not the best place to try to find parking. It was probably one of the downfalls of the place, but it was just very community and organic for me, and to be able to go into this space and share some very, very special time with some of the original origins of the love and respect of the culture called hip hop. It was just an absolutely amazing experience to be there for Shimako Noble's album release party. For himself, you know, he came up from San Jose, California, and he has a lot of love and respect and family up here in Seattle. And so we gathered together for that. And to be able to witness him beatboxing to, you know, several of the artists that I am familiar with, you know, just going around and around with the mic, doing a cipher, to then, you know, being able to witness J.C. Cage and Silas Black as Silent Lamb. Now, Black Stacks is made up of kind of like two to three entities, which is Silent Lamb, which is J.C. Cage and Silas Black, the hip-hop heart, to Felicia Loud, who was the soul singer part, to Owara Runga, who is the jazz trumpeter that plays with this particular group. But this is my very first time ever seeing Jason Black perform as Silent Lamb, and Silent Lamb has been around for like 16 years. They are some of the original hip-hop you know, founders out here in the Pacific Northwest. So it was just amazing. It was amazing. I was like in awe because I'd never been in a situation like that or a setting like that. And so to be able to experience that was something very, very special for me. So now let me jump back in. You were listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style while I bring you a variety of artists from here in the Pacific Northwest where I am to across the United States and around the globe. I am going to stay right here with an artist that is out of Seattle, Washington. He is a jazz singer, a jazz pianist, and this is his version, Light My Fire. This is Jose Juicy Gonzalez.
You know that it would be untrue. You know I would be a liar if I were to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Oh, come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Set my heart on fire. The time's hesitating through. No time to wallow in the mire. Girl, now we could only lose. Our love becomes a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Yeah. I try to set the night on fire. Fire, fire.
Light My Fire by Jose Juicy Gonzalez from right here in the Pacific Northwest. I actually found him on Reverb Nation and reached out because I really, really dug his sound. And next thing you know it, he mailed me a copy of his CD. It is amazing, just absolutely amazing. Now I want to play a piece by an artist. He is somebody that is fairly new to me. I've been playing one of his tracks for a while, but he recently just sent me this track. And he goes by the name of Uncommon, and this piece is called Just a Sample.
I'm not saying I'm the best, but my class is on elite. We're the waiters of the church, serving the shepherd's sheep. We gon' have some people say, I don't say quite enough, but I walk it like I talk it, so my life should be enough. I deny myself, cause I hate the way the flesh is going. Get some potpourri, born keep fresh through. You credit where it's due, thanks to tag team production. Something you can ride to, I'm Common's introduction. You know you've been waiting for a long, long time. My music free. I ain't trying to make no haters, but you say you want the real. So God has sent his son, and this is how I feel. I know
my you're the only one left. The jingle of life. 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 The jingle of life.
Oh Lord.
The jingle of life.
Oh yeah.
The jingle of life. 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 The jingle of life.
Oh Lord.
The jingle of life. The jingle of life.
That was Jingle of Life by my dear friend Chameleon out of Switzerland. This particular CD, Living Sacrifice, which has just come out by Chameleon, stays in my car. And it's just a pleasure. It makes me smile. It makes me want to dance around. And the best thing about it is something that I can play in front of my grandchildren. That means a lot to me. Now I'm going to take you up to Canada and play a piece by Mike Goudreau. And this is called Easy to Love.
Time. Now you're always on my mind, and it's not a one-night stand. I've never been that kind of man. Baby, things happen kind of fast, and when they do, usually they don't last. I'm willing to take the chance, be the victim of circumstance. Have the kind of touch that I need so much. In words I can't explain, my desire feeds the flame. In your arms I feel so strong. Am I right or am I wrong? And if I'm wrong, I don't want to know. All I know is I love you so. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. I'm guilty to the above. You're so easy to love.
guilty to the above. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. I'm guilty to the above. You're so easy to love. I'm guilty to the above. You're so easy to love.
That was Easy to Love by Mike Goudreau out of Canada. Now I'm going to play a piece. This is another artist that's new to me, and he is out of Ohio. This is Paul Bullard with his piece, Angel. Thank you. That was Paul Bullard out of Ohio with his piece Angel. Now I'm going to take you out to Washington, D.C. and play a piece. Oh, geez, did I just like scroll past her music? Let me see if I can find it right quick. Otherwise, I will flip the script and play somebody else. I had written down a name of an artist that I wanted to play, and then I just totally scrolled past her, didn't I? Okay, maybe I didn't scroll past her and I'm just confusing myself, so don't mind me. You are listening to Flava Coffee Online Radio Style, and Lady Flava is just a little bit confused at the moment, but let me see if I can get back to where I was and get focused again and find the artist that I was thinking I was going to play next. My list has grown so big now, so sometimes it takes me a minute to scroll and find, you know, if I kind of get off track, find who it is that I wanted to play. You know what? I'm just totally off. So let me just find somebody else to play, and then maybe I can come back to that particular artist once I find them again. You know what? I'm going to play a piece by an artist that recently connected with me, and he is a hip-hop artist from the Tri-Cities here in Washington State, and this is Jason F., and this is his piece called Let's Ride, featuring Adrian Daniel.
You want to ride with me, baby? Come on and let me know. We can head to the mall or hit up the liquor store. We can see where it's popping, or we can cruise without talking, and I can keep the bass knocking, or I can keep it low. Say the word and I'll pick you up if you're really down. We can dip through the city and take it out of town. We can park it through Levy and sit and talk in the Chevy. Just let me know when you're ready and I'ma come around. I wanna see you riding shy to show you off to my homies, and when I gotta do a show, wanna go, we can go in the movie, then go back home and get cozy and sip a bottle of Malone. Let me know.
Let me take you on out of here, up in the car, and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You ride shotgun, and I'ma take you on out of here, up in the car, and let's ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
Like you with me when I'm gripping on my steering wheel, and when we riding together, I like the way it feels. You're so chill, it's attractive, I like your style and fashion. I like the way you go half on it when we get the bill. I don't care where we go, I just wanna be with you. So can you jump in the car and whip in the turn or two? We can listen to the music and just be dipping and cruising. It's up to you, cause you're choosing, so tell me what it do. I wanna see you riding shy and show you off to my homies, and when I gotta do a show, wanna go, we can go in the movie, then go back home and get cozy and sip a bottle of Malone. Let it go.
Let me take you on out of here, up in the car, and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You ride shotgun, and I'ma take you on out of here, up in the car, and let's ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
Ride with me, with me, ride with me, ride with me. Cruise with me, with me, cruise with me, cruise with me. Roll with me, with me, roll with me, roll with me. Let me know if you wanna go with me, go with me. Ride with me, with me, ride with me, ride with me. Cruise with me, with me, cruise with me, cruise with me. Roll with me, with me, roll with me, roll with me. Let me know if you wanna go with me, go with me. I wanted to roll cause I'm a rider. You seen them 13s turning on my arrival. So if you ready to go, hop in my El Camino. I'll even open your door. Baby, let's roll.
Let's ride. Let me take you on out of here. Up in the car and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You ride shotgun, and I'ma take you on out of here. Up in the car and let's ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
That was Jason F. with his piece, Let's Ride, featuring Adrian Daniels. And Jason F. is from the Tri-Cities here in Washington State. I'm going to play another hip-hop artist out of the 253 that I met, oh gosh, maybe back in February for the first time. Oh, and he's so tall, I was like, you know, I don't know, I'm short. I'm only like 5'3", but you know, he's really, really tall. This is Jamar, and I'm going to play his piece, I Need Money.
Hello, Jamar. My name's Dr. Marshall. How you doing, Dr. Marshall? I appreciate you taking me this short notice. I understand you got a little bit of problems, stress. What exactly are you feeling?
Man, I just feel like, you know, things have been going bad for me right now.
You know what? Let's get into that. So how was your childhood, Mr. J. Mar?
My childhood was all good, Mr. Doctor. My mama worked 9 to 5, deserving Oscar. The way she acted like she liked the people in the office. My father came around not too often, but I'm still a part of them. That's what they tell me. They get the hate out of your heart, it should help me. But I don't hate them, man, that shit don't compel me. I don't really know them, plus I don't think it's healthy.
Well, I say you suffer from a common disease. And post-traumatic stress when the father just leaves. Here, take two of these and call me in the morning.
Stand at the pills like you hit on something. Cause I ain't stressed out about that shit. Man, I'm stressed out because I make platinum hits. I barely get a red cent for my music. I need money.
I'm broke in the joke, I don't have a job. I'm supposed to go, call me bang and wrong. Sit me on the couch and be like, what's up, God? I need money, 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 that's my problem. I need money, that's my problem.
Feel as if you blame your mother because your father left you when you was a young
man. I'm like, he didn't leave me, man, he left my brother. I had just got here. All I knew was that woman, he knew my brother 5 years. I heard his heart start jumping every time mama would be like daddy was coming back. My stomach knotted up, I got nervous. He might take it for a couple days, felt like a month. That's enough, that's not what the problem is. The problem is, I ain't got the money for the rent. The problem is, I ain't got nothing in the fridge. The problem is, man, my auntie need a medicine. Dog, I can't afford a good meal, man, no matter what the price, I can't afford a good deal. He like, chill, cause I'ma treat you to your cure. I'm like, now you talking, dog, you got a job for me, yeah, I need money.
I'm
gonna
have a job, I'm
supposed to go,
call me playing that wrong.
Time that we wrap this little session up. Check on some depressing pills. Feel like you were pressing stuff. You did good. I think we had a major breakthrough.
What?
Talking about my father made me think about the rent due. And let me get this straight. I'm supposed to pay you? Come on, dog. I thought this was an interview. I'm not intending to. Giving you a dime. Giving you the money just for running my grind. Paying me the way you wasting my time. If you ain't got a job for me, better call the law for me. I'ma act a fool, yeah, the carnival car coming.
Hold on, one moment.
Boop, security, I got this 6'4" black man jewelry hanging off his neck. He's going crazy like a wildebeest. I pause for a second, this is talk about me. I hop the deck, grab the neck until he couldn't breathe.
Broke in the joke, I don't have a job. I'm supposed to go, call me saying that wrong. Sit me on the couch and be like, what's up, dog?
That was Jay Marr from the 253 with his piece called I Need Money. Now I'm going to play another artist from right here in the Pacific Northwest, just connected with him also off of Reverb Nation. And you know what? I think I might just have to adopt him. I think he's amazing for such a young talent. And this is Sheldon Butler with his piece, Make Believe.
make our love. Not long ago it was impossible. You and I would never have met. But we can fly now over land and sea. And at a point in time, somebody's dream. So make believe with me.
Sheldon Butler from right here in the Pacific Northwest. He went to Garfield just like I did, but you know what? I'm just like old enough to be his mama. I believe if the information that you can find online about him, he's only 22 years old. I think he's an amazing acoustic guitar player along with an absolutely amazing singer, and I hope to one day be able to meet him in person and just be able to experience his flavor in person also. Let me bring in a caller. So Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged, how are you, my friend? Are you there, Kevin? Can you hear me? And maybe I can't hear you. I'm not sure. Because your line is open. So, Kevin, if by chance you are wanting to talk or whatever, you know, and, you know, let me know if you can hear me or whatever. Brian Judd in the chat room, can you hear me? I just want to make sure that everybody's hearing me. So, anyway. Kevin, your line's open, so jump in at any point if you want to, because I'm not sure what's going on and why you're not there since you've got your hand raised. So anyway, I'm going to play a piece by a dear friend of mine, very, very big supporter of who I am as Letty Flava and what I do here through Flava News Radio, and I'm going to play a piece by Brian Jett, and this is called Remembering When.
Thank you.
That beautiful piece was Remembering When by Brian Jett. And if I'm lucky, this might be Brian on the phone. Brian, is this you?
It sure is, lady. How's it going?
It's very good. How are you, my friend?
Oh, it's so wonderful to talk to you. I just been waiting for this moment.
It's so wonderful
sweet.
It's wonderful to hear your voice after being able to share a lot of your music on the show.
Oh, I'm so appreciative of that, and it's truly about the music. The show that you had with what was that fellow's name? The adjunct professor, Russell Blake.
Oh, Russell Blake, yes.
Yeah, he was a remarkable, very astute, a very bright guy. And that literally was a paradigm shift in my life to listen to that guy. And I tweeted that thing 20 times and put it on my site and different things. But that guy just nailed it. You know, it's not about, you know, us. It's about the music. And too much is given, much is required. And it really, really stung me pretty good, but it was a good sting. And at the same time, you've got to, you know, be able to kind of balance all that out with family and whatnot. So I just kind of just do what I do, and if it happens in this lifetime, it does. And that's kind of the way I look at it. So, but if one person is touched by what I do, then it's the Brian McKnight tune, and it's that he enabled, that he entitled for you. If one person is touched, then that's what I've came to do.
Well,
and,
you know, Brian, I think that, you know, your music, you know, is something that reaches, you know, into people's souls, and it gives a sense of peace. But I think that anybody who has the blessing to encounter you, even if it's online, you know, comes to understand that you are a Christian man, you are a family man, and you are a musician. And so when you incorporate all of that into one, you know, it, nothing but a blessing comes out of that.
Oh. That's so sweet. It's so nice to hear edifying words.
Well, you know, I think you've heard me say this a few times on the radio show. You know, Brian, I'm a Baptist minister's daughter. And even though I may not sit here on the shows and quote scriptures and this and that, you know, one of the things that my daddy taught me is that, you know, you lead by example, you know, and you treat people the way that you want to be treated. And I believe that, in, you know, as he, you know, even at 88 years old, still gets up in front of people and preaches, you know, in the church, you know, my
wow.
ministry is, you know, is working with, you know, independent artists and shining the light on them and uplifting and supporting who they are, because, you know, there are people too that God wants to reach, you know. And so, you know, this is the way that I go about it, through the radio shows, through my website, through showing my support online or showing my support in person to, you know, somebody such as yourself, you know, creating, you know, beautiful music, and all of that, because I think that, you know, that's your way of ministering on top of, you know, just the inspirational posts that you, you know, put out to, you know, to the people online and to individuals such as myself. It's a blessing to just have somebody like you around.
Oh, well, thank you. I've done a little of the, when I worked at a children's home, at the Methodist home, I used to be asked me to come out and preach a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And it went okay. And, you know, I'm just a layman. I guess C.S. Lewis was too, but know about the art too. But it
mm-hmm.
seemed to go pretty well. But I think that, you know, God, you know, he doesn't call the equipped, he equips those he calls.
Mm-hmm.
And one girl that came out to me when I did this thing with another other dude that was, played keys, a real fantastic player. We just did like holy, holy, holy. We were just doing upbeat kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we got done, and there was this gal from L.A., and she prayed. This is 3 years ago. She goes, I just pray and just hone Brian's skills and let him put out a CD full of gospel music. And that's really what I want to do. And
okay.
I've done that a little bit with What a Friend We Have in Jesus, that tune. I really enjoy doing that. And it's just like a different world. I mean, it's like cutting off my right arm if I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I would just inspire anybody that has that gift to do not be shy. There's something dying, literally, to get out. And somebody heard that. If they hear this later on, but I don't want to pontificate. There's a big word for the day. both of it being Seattle. That's pretty cool. I thought that was a real cool connection that you're from Seattle, and that's actually I was in McCord.
Right, and that you're at McCord, right. Right.
But,
that was interesting when I realized that too.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. I won't beleaguer this any further, but it's I don't believe in coincidence. I know a lot of people do. I just don't believe in it. I've written a good deal about it, crossing paths and I'm stressing less. And I think there's a kindred spirit between me and so many people. There's so many talented guys and girls, girls, men, whatever, to be politically correct, that are on this all media artist. And I love being a talent scout. And I love promoting people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the joy. That's the joy of it. I'm so thrilled to talk to you. Maybe we can say we're friends now.
Well, you know what? I think that you're an amazing man, and I appreciate the encouragement that you give me, to do what it is that I do. Because, sometimes, Brian,
oh, yeah.
I think that you can tell it's not easy. It's not easy. And sometimes it's like, okay, am I really meant to do this? Is it appreciated? Sometimes I just go through that and it may be more so because I'm just kind of in a funk, or whatever, that I might feel that direction or whatever. But, I appreciate that fact that there are artists such as yourself and people such as yourself that send me messages of encouragement and stuff, so that I just, it's not like I don't know that I'm meant to do this because, even when I get frustrated, the next day I wake back up, and I continue doing what I do. And it's like here at the age of 50, I finally feel like, I'm where I'm supposed to be. My kids are all grown, so I don't, even though I play grandma all the time and I'm still mom, and I take care of my two of my grandchildren throughout the week and all of that, while my kids are working, but still, my youngest is 23. And so, if I need my grandchildren's to go somewhere else, because I have something that I'm doing as Lady Flava or whatever, I can arrange that. But, I just feel like with all the different jobs that I've done prior to building my coffee shop, I was a domestic violence advocate too. I was a homeless advocate, and that's what I did before Flava Coffee House existed. And then I had Flava for 5 years. And, it just built a business at a very wrong time, during the economy going bad, and was like, do I continue, running this for another 5 years, when my 5-year lease was up? And I'm like, I'm going to just stop, right here, because this was just way harder than what I anticipated it would be. But while I had my coffee shop, I had established Flava News. And so when I closed her, it was like, I went into this full time, and this is what feels really, really right. Now, I work, and I'm at work right now, and I work for an agency called Friends of Youth, where I work with at-risk homeless youth. And so that's where I am right now. So I continue that type of work,
Wow.
And I think I think that that's something that's just in me, you know, is to do that type of work with either homeless or, you know, at-risk youth or domestic violence victims. I think it's just something that's in me on top of the fact of just, you know, doing doing flavor.
You know, that work that you're doing is tremendously demanding. I've done that in the, you know, the clinical therapy side of it for 14 years, and I recently got out of it because one person said, Brian, I enjoy your speaking and I appreciate you doing that, but when you played guitar that night, I think that you might be able to, your message maybe comes through your melody once you stop speaking.
Okay.
Bit of a kind way to say that. But I mean, I like to write, I love writing country lyrics and all that kind of stuff. And there's one that I'm doing called Grandpa, Been Listening to You. And I really hope that goes. And it's got a message, you know, and I'm never thinking about money. If you think about success first, you will fail last. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. It's cart before the horse. But what's interesting is that we both have that similar working with youth. I mean, I've advocated for kids, and man, that's a tough job, and it could be so wearing. And then I looked at the chat room, and I saw just a couple, well, just me and you. We're two more together. And amen. And that's the truth. And I'm saying that don't get discouraged. I felt so. I could tell you a story. I mean, over the past 3 years, my brother-in-law committed suicide last summer. So many things. And he had a good heart. He was in the PTSD. So many things have gone. There was a job loss with me. And I'm not going to quote a scripture, but somewhere in the Bible it says, and the gifts and the calling of God are unrepented of. And it's always stuck with me. It's interesting when you go back to the crossroads of your life, you realize, okay, where have I met success? When I've ever had, you know, the devil can always tell you, you know, you ain't going to accomplish anything. You don't amount to anything. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait a second. I've had a couple things published in Chicken Soup for the Soul. You know, so what, family, you know, sometimes family to get your worst critics. You know, that's great, but shut up, you know.
Sure.
And a lot of, you know, working with the kids, I know that. And, you know, and then just with the music, and what's interesting about, you know, so many people dig that tune by the time I get to Phoenix. And when I did that tune, I mean, I did it with a $50 classical guitar and Remember and Win with about $300 worth of equipment. It was a little bit nicer guitar. And those are the very first two. Remember and Win was the very first ballad I ever wrote.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the first. It's kind of like a first date or something. You know,
oh.
Okay.
You
know what I mean? It just came, and I was sitting in St. James Court. That tune, I was watching. I have a real penchant for the kids with Down syndrome.
Okay.
And I was watching that show. Dang on. And at St. James Court melody kind of came out. And but this latest thing, Wonderfully You, that's the first in a long time that I really, really enjoy that melody.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It's so beautiful, and I've tried twice to upload it to the show, and I don't know why it's not working, because it shows that it goes through, and then all of a sudden it disappears, and I'm like, okay, what? Like, I want to play this piece. So that's why I was thinking, if you emailed it to me, I wonder if I would be able to do it that way versus the way that I pulled it from you. I don't know.
Yeah, I emailed it to you.
So
expect you to play that tonight. I mean, just probably maybe six or seven times the next show. No, I'm joking.
Well, I will. I will six or seven times the next show. Definitely. You know, because I think it's worthy of being played that many times, you know. So, and I think that's what, tomorrow on the Flavor of Jazz. I'll play it twice at the beginning and twice in the middle, twice at the end.
You don't have to do that. But if you want to, that's cool. You know, I mean, you never know. You know, somebody might be listening, and Earl Klugh and George Benson have been huge inspirations to me, and Chet Atkins as well, and so many guys, and just and people like yourself. It's us. I guess you could, whatever you want to call us. You know, we're no better, no less than anybody. And that's what I would tell these. That's what I would tell kids that would come into the Methodist home that I would work with. You know, they'd come in and they've been to 16 different placement homes, and I would say, you know, you're number one. I'm telling you, you're not a problem. You're a person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they had been switched, and sometimes working in that environment, and they would call me because they knew I was in the military, and they'd call me Lieutenant Dip. I won't say worse than the right.
Okay.
And they would say, you know, why are you letting that kid get away with it? I said the worst punishment in the world would be not to react to the kid. I said, I didn't know what he was doing. Invariably, 2 weeks later, the kid would come up and he would say, he goes, you're pretty good at what you do. I say, well, why do you say that? He goes, well, you never reacted to me.
Mm.
I said, because I knew what you were doing. You're Walter Payton, stiff-arming people as a running back, hoping. You're predictable as pudding. And it's call me Patch Adams. I love that movie. So anyway, I know you probably got a limited amount of time. And
no, you know what? I do want you to stay on if you don't mind, Brian.
Okay,
I want to play a piece, and I want to bring in this other artist, and the two of you might connect. So I'm going to play a piece by a dear friend of mine out of Seattle, Washington, and this is Kevin Cowden, and this is his rendition of Riviera Paradise.
All right, Kevin, blow it.
Thank you.
All right, that beautiful piece is Riviera Paradise by my dear friend Kevin Cowden. Kevin, your line is open.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you this time. I couldn't hear you last time.
I'm not even quite sure why you couldn't hear me prior.
Okay.
I went through the same process. What happened?
I don't know. It could be on mine. And, you know, I've been having some issues with Blog Talk or laptop or internet. Who knows? You know, I mean, it could have been on my end. So I'm actually going to open up the other line, Kevin, because I want to introduce you to Brian Jett out of Kentucky. So, Brian, this is Kevin Cowden out of Seattle, Washington, and this is Brian Jett out of Kentucky.
Hey Kevin, man, nice to hook up with you, man. I dig what you're doing, man.
Brian. Hey, I really like your stuff. Hey, you're in Kentucky.
Yeah. I just bought some shoes, some sandals. Actually, they started selling those. I'm not barefooted anymore. I'm very pleased with the accommodations, the different accoutrements they've provided for us here recently at the Walmart.
You are a mess.
Yes, I totally am, and ate up, chewed up. No, that's something else. I love humor. I've actually done stand-up comedy, actually. It did not go well, but I should have just left that alone. But
well, Brian was actually stationed out of McCord, Kevin, and then, you know. Kevin,
are you serious? You were at McCord Air Force Base?
I sure was, brother.
Oh, man. Well.
Yeah. Well, my dad was. He was. I was a little fella. I remember those sonic booms.
How old are you, man?
45. I'm an older fella. No, I think that's young.
Yeah, that's pretty young. You're still in your 40s. and so am I.
Well, good.
I got a few months left in my 40s, man, and I'm hanging on to it like nobody's business.
I don't even care about that. 30 was about kill me. It was just like I just had to get my ham radio license and everything in before then, you know. But no.
Did you like Washington, man, when you were down here or up here?
Yeah, I want to get out there. I want to get out there again, and I'm really looking to, I don't know what it is, there's a drawing to go back west, actually.
There's a good music scene up here, Matt. I really liked your stuff, it's happening up here.
I think that it is definitely, going that direction, Kevin. I have to agree. There's some exciting bands and artists and things that are just like kind of coming out of nowhere. And so I think this is really an exciting time to be in the Pacific Northwest because there are some great talents and very diverse talents that are, you know, starting to be recognized, such as Speakeasy Unplugged. So I'm sure you have something that you'd like to plug too for Speakeasy Unplugged.
Oh God, see here we go. You know I'm gonna fall. So let's see what we're gonna be at Twisted Cork this coming Saturday.
Cool.
And then we are going to be at the Tea Palace the Saturday after that. We're basically going to be. I don't even have all that information.
Kevin.
I just feel like once again I just feel like such a bonehead because I'm
well,
just not even armed
team.
With
we're
the.
Spirits, Kevin, we're both boneheads.
here I am, I'm on here, and I should be booking the band fully. I got nothing.
What's the name of the latest CD?
We've been playing so much, it's just kind of a blur now.
Who's
we're we're basically going to be playing every Saturday until, for a little while. You know, I can't even basically think beyond like just like a couple weeks ahead of time, and that's kind of where my mentality is at. It's gotten to that point that we're playing so much that I don't have it all memorized.
Brian, Speakeasy Unplug is a newer band out of the Pacific Northwest, and they've been like, man, they've been performing all over, you know, the Seattle, Bellevue area up here mm-hmm. for the last couple of months, and it was really exciting. You know, it's so funny because I've seen them perform once, and, you know, and Kevin is such a big supporter of who I am and what I do. I've never actually met him face to face, even though I've seen them perform live. But he, the female vocalist that is a part of the band, LaTanya Horace, is one of my, you know, girlfriends and, you know, and co-workers when I was a domestic violence advocate. She was, you know, mm-hmm. one of my sister advocates at New Beginnings for battered women and their children. So it was exciting to be able to come out and surprise her to see her perform. But out of that, you know, I got Kevin Cowden to call into my radio shows all the time. So, hey.
There you go. You had Kevin Cowden to call. Keep going. But, and I'm sorry that I don't have, I'm not more armed with situation, but
we'll forgive you.
We're gonna be basically at the Twisted Cork on the 21st, which is this coming Saturday. That's gonna be a great show because, and I'm really looking forward to it. Supposedly at the Bellevue, which is the Bellevue Hyatt, that there is gonna be about 800 sorority sisters from African American chapters.
Be careful.
Of,
wow.
That are going to be staying at
the hotel.
At the hotel that weekend.
Wow.
And
well, then you should definitely have a packed house then.
It's going to be bad. We pack it in. More, you know,
basis.
Ordinarily, this is going to be a fun night. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know it's just going to be fun. The energy is going to be, you know, it's always fun when the house is packed.
Of course.
And it's going to be fun. And I'm just looking forward to it.
I can imagine
that type of night.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to sneak out of work and come there.
You need to sneak out of work,
but,
lady.
You need
to make your way down there. You haven't been out to a show since the Scarlet Tree.
I know it. I do need to come.
And
why can't you, like, be performing the following weekend when I'm not working? But I work in Kirkland, so it's not like it's very far away to get to the Twisted Cork. I'm just like, do you think I'll be able to find parking in the garage easy so I can pop in?
You know what? There is free parking. You will definitely have free parking. And the fact of the matter is, it's free parking, and then you can just take an elevator right up to the gig.
Okay,
there's no cover.
So you don't think that it'll be hard for me to like pop in and pop out? Because I get a two-hour.
I don't think so. No, not at all. I don't think that has ever been a problem. And
well, I mean, you said there's going to be 800 sorority sisters
there.
Yeah,
but I don't think they're driving there.
Oh, okay. You don't
right?
think they've got rental cars or stuff? So, okay.
I would imagine so. And the logistics involved there is kind of beyond me. But I don't want to think that like you should, you know, take that into account and that you shouldn't want to come because you can't park.
Well, I have to be able to park, Kevin, because,
you know what? Lady, I will. What do I got to do to have you come out? Do I got to reserve a spot for you?
Yeah, because.
A parking spot? Is that what we got to do?
Exactly, because I'm coming on my I would be coming on my break from work. So I would have to leave work.
Really?
And go there
you would be
then,
taking a break during the middle of your shift?
Yeah, because you know I start work on Friday night and I don't get off work till Sunday night.
Yeah.
So I actually sleep at my job. But I do get a 2-hour break and
well,
so
what do we have to do? What do we have to do here?
You have to like reserve me a parking space.
You know, we'll accommodate you, and then I will reserve you a spot. We'll accommodate you on whatever level we have to. We would love to have you, and you know that LaTanya would love to see you because you kids go way back, and you guys work together at the.
I was there when her
at the
was
domestic
born, so.
Violence.
yeah, we do go
thing.
With that.
And so anyway, yeah, we're playing a lot, and when June we're like really packed, and it's going to be just kind of like every weekend we're going to be going after it. What's really exciting is that now we're starting to actually work on our original stuff, and
yay.
Yeah.
Well, I
and
think that you guys need to.
That's kind of the exciting thing that's going on right now with us.
Well, I think that you need to do that, but you know what? I would even play cover music. You know, I really would be willing to play cover music that you guys play. You know, like.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
We're a little bit off the chart. We don't do the mainstream stuff.
I like
that's
that one
kind
thing.
Of our thing. We don't do the standard dance music that's required by that and people
Brian,
are we're basically
you would love
willing
that.
To do we don't do that.
You would really honestly I think Brian you would love Speakeasy Unplugged. They're just kind of like old school funks, soul, jazz.
Yeah.
Kevin is lead guitar. There's a bass guitar. There's keyboards.
Well, Kevin, I like the way that he goes, you're a brick. And I think that's going to go over really well for you, Kevin, here on this fraternity thing. Fraternity. Wait, that didn't come out right.
Brick house,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
You guys need to do that for the sorority group.
Actually, we don't do brick house.
You might have to pull that out of your hat.
We don't do brick house, man. If you want to come out and see Brick House, you're going to be disappointed.
Oh, my.
Well, I hope we can collaborate sometimes, man.
There you go.
I'd love to.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, Brian, is that, Lady has provided this opportunity for, you're down in Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm way up here, you know, like artists have the opportunity to interact on a level where they, you know, this is the new age. This is the new deal. This is how things happen. You know, you're down there, man. I'm up here, and people can actually get together.
Through the internet and create
over the internet and create right. stuff that the opportunity wouldn't have been there wouldn't even be possible. But it is now.
Kevin has connected with DeLon off of the All Media Artist website, and he's in Houston, Texas. You know, and then he is also connected with Stephen Ferguson, who's down in Kansas, you know, and stuff. And so, yeah, there's definitely ways that you guys can collaborate on projects, you know, over the internet and create. And I think that's one of the most exciting and beautiful things that are taking place. And the artists that are, you know, connecting off of my radio show just, like, thrills me.
That's those opportunities are there, and you know the rules that were. I don't know how old are you, Brian?
He said 45.
45.
He said 45. Okay, so we're pretty close in terms of generationally. You know how it was when you grew up. right?
Oh, yeah.
The old school and how the type of situation that was available for people to just go in and record and create and they used to cost a lot of money just to get together and then record some stuff, man. It cost a lot of money.
You're talking more like virtual recording now.
Well, that's what I'm talking about now. I'm talking about, that's the opportunity that is available now. But back when me and you grew up, we didn't have that opportunity.
Right.
The only opportunities that we had were, we had to go somewhere and somebody would charge a lot of money.
For a few hours of
studio time to be able to record some stuff. And
I've got a new song called, something about a dog, It's called Dog and You, And I don't know why.
Did you hear the dog in the background?
I did hear the dog.
Yeah. And
see, you're inspired already.
I'm inspired by the dog. And it's, I do have a boxer as well, so I'm the boxer dog. I think that's going to be the next one. And I appreciate that. I'm off the hook, man. I'm totally off the chain.
But that's the truth. See, stuff like that, I mean, ultimately, when we were growing up, we didn't have these opportunities to interact with musicians. Globally, or much less be able to record some stuff, in a virtual situation. Those opportunities just weren't available, but they are now.
And I think when we get that music, we get an idea. You can get my information off Facebook or I think the telephone number. Somebody from Egypt or something called me the other night. I don't know what he was saying. It kind
of
freaked me out or something. And but that was kind of crazy. But it scared me a little bit. I know you from. The virtual. But that would really be cool, man. I'd love to do that. If you've got some, ideas. I like the mellow stuff, and I'm kind of getting into the more upbeat kind of happy stuff. And the Muskrat tune. Muskrat Love tune, by the way, Lady Flavor. Mm-hmm. The one that you've got is not the one that's on All Media Artists. That's more of a slow one.
Okay.
But I prefer that you play the one I want. No, I'm just joking.
Wow.
Yeah, I prefer that you just do what I want to do.
Understand me, I try to be accommodating, okay?
I know, sweet. I just did a joke about you. I had to start off a little Benson riff on that one. I think that's about as good as it got, but the other one's a little...
it's funny because when I was a kid, my brothers are 5 and 7 years older than me. So when I was a kid, I was introduced very, very young to jazz by my brothers. And Earl Clue and George Benson, honestly, and Bob Dane, they were the first jazz artists that I was ever introduced to in my life. So it's so funny, Brian, that, you mentioned, Earl Clue and George Benson, because it was like that was my foundation when it came to jazz.
Yeah. I pick a lot of licks up like David Sanborn and guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the saxophone, it's just, I love the way Sanborn plays. Just anybody that plays soulfully. And,
right.
There you go, man. It's pretty much anybody that plays soulfully. He's kind of obscure, but like people that know and kind of appreciate that type of music know who Earl Clue is. He's a rock star, but he's not mainstream. But believe me, that guy is a rock star, and
he's mainstream millionaire. He's done something right. I mean, this guy knows how to make melodies, and that's what I like to do. I love pretty melodies.
But he's soulful, man. He plays that. He plays that classical string guitar,
mm-hmm.
and acoustic that just sounds so sweet.
It's pretty.
It's pretty, yeah. And it's sweet, and he and soulful, and you know, guys like me aspire to play like that all the time.
Oh yeah,
that's the kind of guy you.
I grew up on Benson
Blue, right?
and dudes like that, and Jack McDuff, an organist actually, and guys like that. You just pick so much up, and got chewed up by a few of them. But,
so what's going on? So what's going on in Kentucky, man? What kind of music scene you guys have down? I'm very curious.
Nothing. That's why I want to get out west.
How are you surviving there? Because you don't sound like nothing's going on there.
That's what I mean. I believe that with the virtual recording and the whole notion of no coincidence in this conversation, I believe that as we reach out and we collaborate, because I've talked to a number of people that want to kind of do that, and I think as we just put it down and we just two heads are better than one. And sometimes you just come up with something magical when you do that, you know.
Well, so what are you doing? Are you creating all that stuff on your own, or you got people there that you're playing with?
I pretty much play all the instruments by myself, man. I have to, except the drum machine.
Do you go out and play?
When I can, I used to play all the time in the early 90s. I found myself playing with Jack McDuff and Winston Walls, who played a lot with Jack McDuff, and it all kind of happened suddenly. But then I started graduate school, and I just set everything down, but then I'm back into it again. But I want to get out and play live. I really do. And I've got a lot of new tunes that I want to present that are on iTunes and everything else.
Right.
And so that's the biggest thing right there, is just baby steps, starting over again. But there's just nothing here, to be quite honest, you know, sandals and barefoot. But anyway, electricity for the recorder. It is a nice recorder. I'm glad it works.
It's talked on, man.
But it'll work out, man. But I'd love to get out there. I mean, as a matter of fact, I was born in Grand Forks, North Dakota, so I want to get out west and get to Seattle and get on the Space Needle again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have to do that, and there's some great people up here I would love to introduce you to, Brian, that I think that, would really, really love to connect with you. So I have to say, this was really special to have the two of you call into the show tonight and to be able to connect the two of you. And so, I'll go onto Facebook and try to reach out to, the two of you and connect each other if you haven't already. So if you go to Speakeasy Unplugged on Facebook, Brian, Kevin's the only white guy in the band. So
he sounds like a white dude.
So it'll be easy to figure out which one he is, because he's the only
one. Yeah, you can spot me really easy.
But if you close your eyes.
No,
I love doing that. Going in and playing in maybe an all African American place. I used to love doing that with the B3 player, and we see people like, who is that up there playing? It's like, and then we'd have the whole, then 2 weeks later, it'd be half everybody. It'd be Chinese, everybody'd be coming in. Because, and either you can play or you can't. And it's just a gift from God, and I just want to continue to use that.
Well,
and
I know that
it's been a blessing talking to you.
Oh, it was a blessing to have you,
be a part of the show
tonight, both of you guys. So the show has come to an end. So I do need to close it out. But it was very special, Brian and Kevin, to, again, have you guys both call into the show. And both of you are such big supporters of who I am and what I do. And I love and appreciate that about both of you, because, sometimes I do need that reminder as to why I do what it is, what I do, even though I know that God put me on this journey for a reason. So With that said, I will say goodnight to both of you. And tomorrow morning, you know, I'm going to be doing the Flavor of Jazz. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to upload Wonderfully You by Brian Jett and play that at least 6 times tomorrow. And, you know, and then, you know, maybe Kevin overnight will create something else that I can play, you know. And otherwise, you know, we can't retire the one, you know, song Riviera Paradise. I know he's asked me
just
to retire
it. Put that on the shelf. Something else is coming, believe me.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
It's coming.
Okay. So I'll be waiting for that next track by Kevin Cowden of Speakeasy Unplugged. But otherwise, gentlemen, I bid you a good night. It is raining now
here in Seattle, Washington.
Like, why did that have to happen? But, you know, guess that's what we're known for out here, huh?
Yes.
This is what we do. We do it better than anybody.
And we've been doing it better than anybody a lot.
Yeah, but the thing is, we are the best at it.
Raindrops
okay.
falling on my head. That's my next one. I'm gonna.
Okay. That'll be just for us, huh? Okay. Okay. Thanks, Brian. Anyway, so hopefully you guys will be around tomorrow. If not, you have to come back and check out the archives because I know I'm going to play some amazing jazz artists tomorrow morning. So take care. God bless, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
All righty.
God bless you. Love you guys.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right, so I want to thank everybody who tuned into the show live tonight. To those that come back and check out the archives, you've been listening to the Flavor Coffee House online radio cell. And I was having a nice surprise to have Kevin Cowden from Speakeasy Unplugged call in and to have also Brian Jett from Kentucky, an amazing jazz artist that I connected with on the All Media Artist feature. So anyway, take care, God bless, and I will be back tomorrow morning for the Flavor of Jazz.
Mm-hmm. free.
We went to an apartment for family disturbances. And they wouldn't answer the door. The guy, I saw him, he told, you know, he was split in the ground here. He got up on the chair and turned light off. We can't leave now. So somebody eventually comes to the table before then and went to the apartment.
He's looking at some of the tattoos. Automatically talk to AW for Aaron
yeah.
Warriors.
Yeah, he was in Missouri.
Immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. He tried to take his jacket off because he was playing with a knife up there. That's known as his prison wallet.
Yeah.
There you go.
How did you end up in contact with officers?
They said that I had a fight or somebody was loud in the complex. We have a courtyard setting.
Okay, so they came by your house?
Yeah, but it was actually two other guys that were fighting.
You weren't
combative. No, I wasn't combative. I was sitting in a chair.
You didn't resist at all?
I put my hand down the knife and cuffed me
and
put me in
the box. Did you fit?
Nope.
How did you miss from the
trainer? Because I was talking to him.
Were you drinking tonight?
No, I wasn't.
Why did I sound awful?
Doesn't matter.
Simple question.
I got there over 0.8 y'all.
You lied to have nothing to do with it.
Not 8.08,
by the way. 8.0.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Complete distortion of the whole story. Disorderly conduct is all they were arresting for. A misdemeanor. Part of down here, process and proof. Ex felon or not. He didn't do anything else besides that. And now, of course, a weapon charge.
Yeah, she just came in and she told me it's her wedding next night. She said these were her wedding presents. Unfortunately, she's not going to get to finish them. We're going to have to impound them because we can't keep alcohol or glass bottles in our facility.
So how did you end up getting arrested tonight?
We got married tonight, and we stopped. And I had to go to the bathroom, and somebody in the bathroom said, "Did you see that money over there?" And I was like, "Woo, you know, I picked it up." And it was like $200 bill.
Oh, was it?
Oh,
bucket. Bucket.
It was quarters, I hope, if it was that much.
I don't even have to bring this to her. Was that yours? She's like, no. I don't
Or if I told him, I said, technically have a seat until you walk out the door. I worked in money all day. I got $300,000 in my short work. I've never taken money. So, not something that, you know, not me.
Yeah.
Different. Okay. Never touched it.
Where did you get married at? Okay, can I take a deep breath? It's understandable your first time in here. Me not knowing what's going on is usually the hardest thing. Right now, they're going to inventory all the properties you came in with, any money, cell phone, stuff like that. Your alcohol will not be with it, though.
I'll talk to you later.
So right now, just relax, and we'll get you through the next few steps and just hold it, okay? Do you have any tattoos?
Yes.
Who do you
have? I have a tiger on my left front.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Find out where classification can be so we can get her out. Guys, this is Ocon 4.
One more.
Teamwork. Make the dream work. Save the team.
Hello, gorgeous.
You're an elite squad of Navy SEALs with coordinated attacks, air strikes, and stealth kills.
Yankee
Thank you. Both have great voices, you really do, and they actually
with that horse. It's going to sound so good. Lovely. It's actually very beautiful.
But the fact that you remind me of anybody at all kind of makes me more partial to Tim, where it's so strange and unique. Like, I've never heard anything that sounds quite like what's coming out of me. It's very interesting to me.
Okay. Thank you, Sila. Well, Casey Tim, it all comes down to what your coach, Adam, thinks.
I was nervous for you, Tim, because I wasn't sure you were going to be able to really sink your teeth into it. And then, honest to God, you really surprised me, man. You brought it. And, man, Casey, it's hard to mess with what you miss. She's the greatest. And the fact that you were even able to, that's a hard thing to do, and you did it. I'm so happy with both of you guys. Honestly, it's such an incredible job.
Adam, thank you. Who is the winner of the battle round?
Okay, so.
Hey, I'm Allison, the digital diva. Hey, so your official beat correspondent for The Voice. Welcome to playlist with all of the art performances from the show, available to download in a flash on iTunes.
Think you need a harsh chemical peel for smooth skin? With Olay's Challenge Bath, and give drastic measures of gently with surfaces for the smooth skin of a light chemical peel. Be tight. Regenerate from Olay.
At Overstock.com, you'll find everything you need to start the summer fresh. Discover the newest fashions for your home, or maybe something for yourself. Type in our shortcut, O.com, and get free shipping on your entire order. Overstock.com, your savings engine.
Met her new fiance on match.com. More dates.
Who is the winner of the battle?
First, there's just something about Casey Weston. To go with Casey Weston.
I think this one is going to be a hard one for everyone to stick out for.
Coming up, Nikki and Vicky battle. That was by far the best duet of the night.
It's all about your heart and your gut here. I'm going to give my all in for the chips all in the night.
And CeeLo must make a tough decision.
There's a gut-wrenching effect you have on me.
Love the feel and fragrance of products from Body and Bath Shop. With Olay, get what you love at half the price. New Olay Body Collection. Tantalizing fragrances and Olay moisturizing ingredients that transform lather into lash. Olay Body Collection.
When was the last time we stopped to taste an apple? Not just eat it, but taste it. Ever tried an ear of corn that was just picked? Enough said. If happiness is a bowl of cherries, then all this must be heaven. Spread the jam, taste the wine, live and eat well. and the thousands of farms, orchards, and vineyards, life just plain tastes better when it's pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Ooh, Tracy. What will the neighbors think?
This summer, five foot deep to you at Tier 1 Imports.
You know, you may have the man cave, but now you have Wonder Nap.
This summer, find what speaks to you at Tier 1 Imports.
At Dyson, we think about what's wrong with things and literally go back to the drawing board. Take the hand dryer, hopelessly inefficient and begging for a rethink. Our solution, Airblade technology. The electric fan, unchanged for a century. So our innovation, no blade, and smooth air. And of course, central to what we do, the vacuum cleaner, which we've re-engineered from the ground up. Our mission is simple. Solve the problems others seem to ignore.
Hello? Hey, we'll be ready in about 2 hours.
No time to plan? There's still time to whiten. Introducing Crest White Strips 2-Hour Express. Now in just 2 hours, you can have a noticeably whiter smile. 2-Hour White Strips from Crest. Life opens up when you do.
Stars flock to work with her, and all she wants in return is everything they've got.
Gorgeous!
Green Sand Seed, tomorrow at 10:30 on E! And the other voice, the singers battle it out head-to-head.
No,
your voice is pure entertainment gold.
Who is the winner of this battle round?
Christian Levine.
There will be blood. Your voice. New Tuesday 10-9 Central on NBC.
Kind has excellent technology to help them move messy dry stainless and stay fresh. So not even dad can ruin your style. The difference between my pale dry skin and glowing moisturized skin? Jergens Natural Glow Daily Moisturizer. It gives you natural looking color guaranteed. Jergens is the difference between lambing and making an arrival. Jergens, the beautiful difference. You know what I want? Lipstick that makes house calls. I want someone to bring the makeup counter to me. I want to be the first to discover the latest. And get a little advice from my Avon representative whenever I ask. This is beauty that delivers from Avon. See how Avon can deliver extra income for you. Go to Avon.com or call 800-4-AVON to become a representative.
It's easy to watch kids, but Chloe's about to learn it's another thing to have them.
I'm having a major breakdown.
Super Duke Chloe Lamar, tomorrow at 10 on E!
It's time to battle! Only one of these competitors will take their dreams to the next level. From CeeLo's team, it's the young hopeful whose faith inspires her to succeed, Nikki Dawson. Going up against the fiery soul singer from the Pacific Northwest, Vicky Martinez. Let the battle begin.
Thank you.
That was by far the best duet of the night. Like, someday when CeeLo is old, he's going to reflect on his life and think of the worst mistakes that he's made along the way. And one of them will be pairing you two against each other because, I mean, it's like you're watching, you know, a Super Bowl, and it's coming down to the last 20 seconds, and it's tied, you know? It's amazing. So I'm not picking. I'm not saying crap.
I really felt your passion, Nikki, when you were singing to CeeLo, put it in his name. Like, you were like, please, Lord, hit me. But, Nikki, you had a lot of soul in your voice, and I do appreciate that. I mean, this is a hard one.
Okay, thank you, Christina. And now, ladies, we come to your coach. CeeLo.
Nikki, you do an exceptional job. You're like, I feel for you like that. Because, you know, Nikki, you got this war dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you do this war dad. It's like you're about to tear this whole room down. So there's a gut wrenching effect you have on me. Like, my eyes are hiding, I mean, my glasses are hiding, and I'm like, I feel right now. And it's bothering the hell out of me, but I think Vicky.